Hello, I haven't done an audio booth for such a long time. I'm sat in my living room watching Coronation Street on the television. And I should really turn it down to an hour. Probably this microphone is. Anyway, I got a letter on Friday from Steps to Work, which is a work program. And I've had to go into Steps to Work on a 4-week job search program, which means every Tuesday I've been volunteering as an IT tutor teaching people above 60 years old to use computers, and I encourage them to bring their own computers if they've got laptops or tablets and smartphones as well. And a lot of them have learnt a lot over the past 5 weeks, 5 or 6 weeks I've been doing it. I've been really looking forward to going. It's every Tuesday from 10 o'clock till 12 o'clock. It's fantastic, I just love it. But because I'm unemployed and I'm on job seeker's allowance, I've got to do what Ian Duncan says, is sanctioned. So I go to Steps to Work and I sit in a room with a computer and just job search from 9:30 in the morning till 3:30 in the afternoon. And then I walk over and I've got to go and do the same thing tomorrow. But despite the interviews I have, despite everything, I've still got to do it. And I started doing a maths class on a Monday morning. I couldn't go this morning. I really need GCSE maths. And now I'm going to have to miss the maths class for 4 weeks. Not that that's a problem, because I've done a lot of maths at home every past year. So I won't be missing much in terms of classes. But I will be missing the camaraderie and the other students as well. But on the work programme, there's another group of people that have to go into Steps to Work at 9 o'clock in the morning and leave at 5 o'clock for 3 months. And if they haven't found a job in that 3-month period, they have to go on a work programme, which means doing voluntary work, which is like cleaning graveyards, picking up litter. But I did feel sorry for this one woman, because now we're coming up to the Christmas period. There's Amazon, and Amazon's taken off about 2,000 people, and they're building a bigger warehouse somewhere. And I felt sorry for this woman. She's about 60 years old, she had a walking stick, and she was overweight. And I don't think she was overweight through every eating, I just think it's middle-aged spread and lack of exercise. And they were telling her that she's got to go and work at Amazon. Now Amazon is packing boxes, you're on your feet all day, you know, and you have to work really fast. And not just that, it's you have to catch the bus at 6 o'clock in the morning, and you have to work, I think, 10 hours. And the job is only over the Christmas period. I mean, they take on 2,000 people, but they might keep about 100 or maybe 200 people after the Christmas period. And they'll tell this woman that she's got to go and do it. She can't stand on her feet all day. You know, she can't do what a 20-year-old can do, or a 25-year-old can do, or even a 40-year-old. She can't do it. But she can't turn it down, otherwise she would be sanctioned. And it's really sad, because she lives in Warsaw. She has to go to Kamek with all her details, her birth certificate, proof of address and all that kind of thing. And then she'll be offered the job. And then she's got to get into Warsaw for 6 o'clock in the morning and catch a bus to Amazon. I did all that, but I haven't got a birth certificate. I've had 2 birth certificates, and I've lost to both of them going to and from job interviews. And in my opinion, you shouldn't have to bring your birth certificate along to a job interview. Give it to them to photocopy, then they'll lose it. You know, I've been to lots of interviews where I don't need a birth certificate. Not even identification, just turn up with your qualifications, sit there, talk about your skills and qualities and experiences, And then he leaves. Why should we have to bring his birth certificate? But I did feel sorry for this woman. Anyway, I've got 4 weeks on this job search thing. And it's not very good really, because the person who's running it, she said, I've got to get somebody into work every day, you know, and sending lots of people to Amazon, even though it's a Christmas job, fair enough, it's a Christmas job. And then the wage is £6 something an hour. At the end of Christmas, or the very beginning of the new year, you got to sign on again. You know, so, I mean, there is point in it, but there isn't point in it. So this woman was saying, it'll look good on your CV. Yeah, CV, 1 month's work, or 6 weeks of work. Yeah, that's going to look brilliant on your CV. And then there are warehouse jobs. Then there's Greggs is opening 600 new shops in England, Scotland and Wales and Northern Ireland, apparently. So they're looking for workers. You know, but I'm looking for a teaching job, or even an office job, like I did before, equality and diversity. You know, well, like I'm doing now, a tutoring job. But I can get volunteer work anywhere, but I can't get work for money. I'm in a lot of debt to utility companies. But Ian Duncan Smith is saying that the unemployed have got nothing to do, so they've got to search for a job 8 hours a day. In my case, it's 6 hours a day. But they've got to search for a job 8 hours a day, because they're doing nothing. But I'm going to my master class and do my tutoring, and the rest of the week I search for a job, and at weekends I search for a job. But at my age, 53, I'm not going to get much. Despite having a degree and several GCSEs and a few A-levels, I do need GCSE maths. But I'm just not going to get anything at my age. By the time I get my maths qualification, I'll be 54, possibly 55. By the time I get a science to go into teaching, again, you know, I can't afford to do a biology GCSE. Because when David Cameron came into power, he stopped adult education in terms of adults can no longer go to university. No, they can no longer go to college or night classes and do a GCSE or A-level and get it free anymore. If they want to do it, they're having to pay for it. That's taking people away from their hopes, their dreams and their aspirations. I just don't know what this government's doing. They're upsetting unemployed people. Admittedly, you know, I've always wanted a job. But being a single parent for all them years and getting older and older, and going through a lot of racism and a lot of discrimination. But I did go for a job interview at Steps to Work, but I didn't get the job. But they offered me the consolation prize, which is voluntary work. But they gave the job to somebody else, and that somebody else was in the room today. And she swears, she's uncouth. Yeah. Why did they give it to somebody like that when they could have given it to somebody like me? Who don't swear, who's helpful, you know. I know quite a lot about computers, I know a lot about the software on computers, you know. So why give it to somebody that doesn't? It doesn't make sense, but that's exactly what they did. You know, so it is disturbing, but there's lots of other places that I try to get work, but they all offer me voluntary work. I mean, I've been for several interviews over the past. But I've been to lots of interviews over the past 2 years. But there's been about 8 interviews where I've been to where they've liked me. But they haven't offered me the job, but they've offered me voluntary work instead. And what point is that? What's the point in that I'll still be in debt, and I still can't pay my utility bills, still can't afford to catch a bus, so I have to turn it down. The only voluntary work I did take was tutoring people over 60 years old, and I really enjoyed it. Oh well, looks like I'm coming to the end of my recording period. I've got 12 seconds left, but the sun keeps shining, and it will always keep shining, I suppose. Bye.